Hey everybody, welcome to Talk is BDC Wrestling. I am your host, the one and only BDC, and we are fresh off the heels of watching AEW Full Gear. Just watched it. It just ended about 16 minutes ago. My voice is a little gone because this pay-per-view was a must-see pay-per-view. Trust me. This episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling is going to be strictly about AEW Full Gear. I'm going to give my thoughts, my opinions on every match. I'm not going to go into detail with every single match because it's just me, you know. So I'm just going to give you my thoughts and, you know, stuff. And we're just going to talk Full Gear. And, man, if you missed this pay-per-view tonight, shame on you, shame on you. A really, really good pay-per-view. To me, it's one of the better pay-per-views of the year I've seen from AEW. And yeah, you know, it was must-watch. Must-watch TV. Before we get into this episode, don't forget to rate the episode, give it 5 stars, all that good stuff. Like, share, and give me your opinion on the pay-per-view as well. You know, I'm on X. And you know my links, where they're at, you know, go to the page, wherever I'm on, Instagram, X, all that good stuff. Go to my bio, you can find all my links right there. So, I love talking wrestling with everybody. I love playing wrestling, 2K, Fight Forever, all that good stuff. But we about to get into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. I'm a little tired, and this pay-per-view went from 8 to 12 o'clock my time. We're not going to talk about 0 hour. I missed it. You know, I'll probably watch a little bit of it, but we're going to talk about the main pay-per-view. So sit back and listen to this episode of me talk. I'm just talking. I'm tired, but hey, I'm here with y'all, and we about to enjoy. Hopefully y'all enjoy a good episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling, because I said it was going to be coming back with the review, because this pay-per-view is worthy, a review-worthy show. And like I said, if you missed it, shame on you. But we're about to get into this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. Okay, we're going to talk about this AEW Full Gear pay-per-view. It was in LA, the Great Western Forum. And if you don't know the Great Western Forum, it's where the Lakers used to play at before they moved to the Staples Center / Crypto Arena. Now, this pay-per-view was close to a sellout from what I hear. Did some good numbers. Well, sell numbers. I don't know exact numbers, but you could tell tonight they had a lot of camera shots. They was proud to show, you know, that they sold a lot of tickets. For a good reason. You know, you had MJF defending his title to Jay White. You had a new person that got signed to All Elite Wrestling, which was a big announcement. One of your better gimmicks, Tony Storm Wrestling. And the last one, you had Sting's last match in LA. And you had a lot of good matches in between, you know, Moxley and stuff like that. So you had a lot of, I say, attractions to, you know, watch this show. A lot of good stuff going on in this show. It had a little bit of everything. And this is one of the fewer AEW pay-per-views that had 2 women's matches. They had a few before, but both of these matches was story-driven. They had a lot of story to them. And they had story in the matches, which is really good, too. So, big shout-out to Chris Sandlander, Julie Hart, Sky Blue, Tony Storm, and Ishida. I hate saying her first name. Everybody know that listen to this podcast. I hate saying her name. So, but we're not going to go in order of the show. I remember most of the order, but we just going, you know, I got a card right here where I wanted to talk about. So we're going to stick to that. I'm sorry it's out of order. Well, you know what? I'll do my best. So we're going to talk about the first match. Christian, Luchasaurus, Nick Wayne versus Adam Copeland, Darby Allin, and Sting. This match was really good. If you sit back, if you just like, you know, like I just got off of work. I got off of work at 7:40 or something like that. So I had like, you know, a little bit to get home and get dressed or, you know, get out of my work clothes. I missed some of it. So I'm not going to tell you like if it was like super good. I'm just going to say from what I've seen, it was a good match. But I will say I did watch the intros. Christian's entrance was A1. And Sting, what's his name, Adam Copeland, and Darby Allin's entrance was fire. It feels special, this match. I did catch the end, and it was a good match, you know, from what I seen. I'm going to go back and watch the full match later on. But from what I seen, it was good. The crowd was hot. And yeah, you know, like I said, I was just coming from work, so I didn't get a chance to watch the whole match. I'm sorry. The only match I missed most of. I watched some of it, but most of it. I didn't watch most of it. My friends in the party said it was a good match. So, you know, I'm take their opinion and be like, cool, you know. I kind of knew Edge and Sting and Darby Allin was going to win. Now, they did get a little extra in this match. You know, we had Ric Flair at ringside, which was cool. You know, Ric Flair is pretty much going to be in, you know, his corner, Sting's corner until he retires. So that's pretty good. But I will talk about it on the next episode of what I, you know, well, never mind. We probably not going to bring it up. It's a good match, people say. I'll trust that. Okay, so we're gonna skip it around a little bit. Well, you know what? We go to the next. I think this is the right order. Not sure. Toni Storm versus Shida for the AEW Women's Championship. This is part where I lost my voice at. You know, Toni Storm, really good interest. You know, she had Mariah watching in the back. Shida looked good when she came out, ready to fight. She had her short title run. Toni Storm won the match. Really good match. Back and forth action. It was kind of sloppy a little bit at the end. I ain't going to lie. You know, with the finisher, like Audrey Edwards didn't see the pan in her butt sticking out. And then it was a good spot in the match where Toni Storm had, Luther put a heel in her butt. And, she had a heel in her hand, so the referee took the heel out of her hand, and she hit Shida and you know, right between the eyes with the heel. Toni Storm is over. Like, you know, I feel like she's the new Fiend of AEW. Best gimmick going. You book her to lose, the fans are going to boo you every time. I was so happy Toni Storm won, and yeah, you know, she's one of my favorite women right now. You know, and while we're talking about women, we just going to go to the next women's match. We're going to go to the Chris Sandlander, Julie Hart, Sky Blue match, the TBS Women's Championship. They made Chris Sandlander look like, you know, like a star in this match. Like, she was taking on both of them, double team moves and everything. And, you know, at one point in the match, it looked like Sky Blue and Julie Hart was working together. And it looked like Julie Hart was going to win with Sky Blue's help. Which later on in the match, you know, Chris Sandlander got her finishing move. And got hit after that, and Sky Blue got pinned by Julie Hart, and she won the TBS championship, which I was super happy. I can't believe in one night we got to see Julie Hart and Toni Storm both win. Two story driven characters are your champions now, your women champions. Just think about that. Toni Storm could sell a story. She's really good right now. She's at the top of her game. One of the most beloved, I guess you could call her, heel characters. Same with Julie Hart. You know, she's a heel. And I feel like, you know, ain't nothing wrong with having two heel women champions. I feel like they could build the women's division up. And, you know, with these two story-driven matches they had, both of these matches had stories behind them, which they didn't feel like they was put together. And I feel like tonight was a win with AEW, with the women. Like, if you've been complaining about the women and stuff like that, yeah, we all been complaining about the women not getting enough storylines and stuff like that, you know. And tonight is like, Tonight's like the night Tony Khan just says, sorry, we're going to reset this women's division. And to me, this seems like a reset for the women's division tonight, just with both champions. You got Toni Storm leading with the women's championship, the AEW women's championship. She's the first time, she's the second to win, you know, three times. And I'm not mad at that, you know. I'm pretty sure she's going to hold that belt for a while. Hopefully, you know, till they get to All In, you know, in Wembley Stadium, you know, maybe they could build her and maybe like a Jamie Hayter match or something like that. But I'm over talking right now. You know, we can go on and on about how much they can book her, but the sky's the limit with Toni Storm right now. And then, like I said, the TBS championship match is really good. Both matches was really good, you know. I feel like the TBS women's championship was better, but Toni Storm's match with Sheeta was really good too. So, hey, the women's division is back. And I feel like tonight is just the start of it. You know, you still got Britt Baker and, you know, even Ronda Rousey, you know, just came, you know, yesterday in Ring of Honor. We got Athena, you know, we got so many good women, like, you know. And I feel like Red Velvet is going to be up there, you know. Sky Blue, you know, Sky Blue's not done. Chris Statlander, maybe she goes for the women's championship, maybe, you know, at some point. But yeah, both good matches, like I said, are really, really good. You know, we're going to go to the next match. The AEW International Championship, Orange Cassidy versus Moxley Part 2. That match was really, really good. Like, I don't want to sound like an AEW fanboy, but every match I'm going to say was really good because literally they was really, really good. But this match with Orange Cassidy, he tore Moxley up at the end. You know, it wasn't like close at the end. Like, you know, the match was really good and back and forth. But at that, the last part, 5 minutes of this match, Moxley got his butt kicked. Like, he ate like five or six Superman punches. You know, before Orange Cassidy hit the beach break. I wasn't surprised Orange Cassidy won. The for you to say Orange Cassidy is one of the best wrestlers in AEW, he has to beat Moxley. And tonight, he just dominated at that end, the last like 5 or 10 minutes of the match. Like, Orange Cassidy is definitely a wrestler of the year contender. You know, I don't think you can argue that. But like I said, that was a good match. Really good. Like, you know, Moxley sold a lot and made Orange Cassidy look like $1 million. And, you know, and Orange Cassidy is definitely one of the best, I say top five in AEW right now. You know, he's definitely, you know, going to be a good champion one day in AEW. I'm pretty sure of that. But what other matches we had? The ladder match, I would say, was really good. You know, I was cooking a little bit. I was, you know, making my cookies and stuff like that. Match was good from what I seen. I seen most of it. I say probably like I missed maybe 5 minutes of it. A lot of spots. I assume like Ricky and Big Bill was going to win. Like, this is one of the matches that I knew was going to be good, but I wasn't investing in it as much. Like, it was a good match. I say that, you know, I'm not going to say it was the best ladder match ever, but it did have some crazy spots, you know. But yeah, you know, if I had to like say the best matches on this card and like, you know, some okay matches, like I said, this pay-per-view didn't have a bad match. This match was probably my least favorite match of the show, which is still good. Still good moves and stuff like that. I just wasn't investing I'm more of a story person, and this match didn't have a lot of story going into it from what I seen. You know, Roose, and they had a bunch of people in it, FTR, House of Black. It was a good match, but just wasn't the best for me. It was a good ladder match. If you like ladder matches, I say it was really, really good. You watch it. But to me, it's crazy if anybody is listening to this podcast and didn't watch this show. Shame on you. I'm going to keep saying that. Shame on you if you didn't watch this show. This show is fire. Fire. Let me talk about, I'm not going to talk about the main event yet, but this is, you have to mention this. Samoa Joe and MJF did win in 0 hour, which I didn't see. And at the end of the match, the guns attacked MJF with a steel chair and basically tore his knee up. So he went to the Amalams. And at the beginning of the show, Adam Cole came out there and said he wasn't going to let him, you know, they wasn't going to give up his title like that. They was going to forfeit like the second or third match and give, you know, Jay White the title. And Adam Cole said, no, I'll fight for him. So that's what happened with that. That's why we got to the main event, Adam Cole versus Jay White. So we'll talk about that last, but I wanted to let everybody know, so I didn't want to just skip that and not talk about it. Let's talk about this Golden Jets match, Chris Jericho and Kenny Omega versus the Young Bucks. This is the match I was looking at, like some bite watch parties. Some people said this match happened after the best match of the card, and that was Strickland versus Hangman Adam Page, some people thought. And some people thought that this match wasn't that good, which I was like listening to some people and they was like, yeah, it was good, but it happened after that match. Like, if you watch this match was really, really good. Kenny Omega and Jericho killed it. The Young Bucks killed it. I would say one thing bad about this match was it didn't, they built this match about maybe like a week. It didn't have too much story to it. At AEW, sometimes they don't do story like driven matches, but they'll give you one hell of a match. That's what this match was. A really good match with no story. The thing of this match was, though, was if the Young Bucks won, Kenny Omega and Jericho had to disband. No more Golden Elite or what did they call themselves? Golden Jets. So, and then if they won, the Young Bucks lost their title matches, which they lost the match. So, Jericho and Kenny Omega end up winning. It was a cool match. Like, it started off slow, like a slow build, and got better and better. And, yeah, at the end, I was like, holy crap. Like, this match is really good. Like, you know, Jericho and Kenny Omega do not disappoint. The Young Bucks do not disappoint. I feel like they didn't have to put this match on the card, but I feel like the Young Bucks are from California, so that's why they put that on the card. And yeah, that was a good match. Like I said, I expected the Young Bucks to win, but they lost. So yeah. But I'm gonna take a quick little break and we're gonna talk about the last two matches. That is the Texas Death Match, Hangman Adam Page and Strickland. And then we're gonna talk about the main event. But we're gonna take a quick break. And I will be right back. Okay, we are back from break. I did say we was going to talk about the last two matches. But before we get into that, AEW made a big, big signing tonight. Man, man, man. I love Tony Khan. Tony Khan brings the talent to AEW. And he brought one of the best talents in the world. The hottest free agent in wrestling right now, Will Ospreay. Oh my God. A lot of the internet broke when he came out. People were saying that, Triple H was mad, crying. And it sucks that, you know, knowing that, you know, do it suck for WWE knowing they could have got Jay White and Will Ospreay? From what I read, you know, Jay White, I guess when Vince McMahon wasn't in charge or back down, when it was Triple H running it, he was going to sign. And then when Vince McMahon came back, he went to AEW. That's just from what I read on the internet. But it sucks because Jay White is the man. He can wrestle. He's good on the mic. But tonight really takes the cake tonight. Like, Will Ospreay is all elite. And he's going to start his journey, he says, at Revolution. Which Revolution is going to be looking really, really good. You got Will Ospreay is going to be on that card. And you got Sting, his last match that night. So that's going to be a must watch right there, Revolution. I think that's in March, I believe. But you got Will Ospreay, which a lot of people thought, you know, Sasha Banks or, you know, Mercedes, Dolph Ziggler. You know, it was a few names they could have went, but you sign Will Ospreay. that's like, if it don't get no better than Will Ospreay. Like, he's going to have some classics with, you know, Jericho, Kenny Omega, Strickland. The list goes on and on. MJF goes on and on and on. I cannot wait to March until he start wrestling more. You know, for AEW, he's going to finish up, I guess, in New Japan. And, you know, that guy just don't miss in matches. And those who don't know Will Ospreay, look him up online on YouTube. Dude got some classics. I believe he got the most 5-star matches. And, yeah, you know, AEW is just on fire. Like, tonight feel like a new beginning for AEW. A lot of, like, fresh storylines and stuff going. And, you know, just... You know, AEW is in good hands tonight. You know, Toni Storm, you know, is just one of the best. Julie Hart is just, you know, only, you know, she's the youngest champion right now. Strickland, you know, you got so many young people, you know, just killing it right now, you know, and just homegrown. The homegrown talent is just there, like Orange Cassidy. Like, it ain't like AEW is just, like, full of WWE, like, people that's on top right now, and Jericho's champion, you know, Moxley's TBS champion, or, you know, TNT, you know, it's just, like, a lot of the younger or people from AEW, you know, you saw from AEW from the beginning is stepping up and getting the spotlight. I always tell people that's what make, you know, AEW different from TNA. You know, TNA made people almost instant champions when they came from WWE. You know, which AEW is not the case. You know, Bryan Danielson hasn't been champion, you know, since he got there. It's been a lot of names from WWE. There's not been, you know. So, you know, Tony Khan is going to be like, ooh, champion, you know, because he's from WWE, you know. But we're not just talking about WWE versus AEW. But my point is the homegrown AEW talent is stepping up, and Tony Khan knows how to use his talent. You know, he got the legends there like Sting and Jake the Snake Roberts and stuff like that. They're putting over the AEW homegrown. Like, you know, you got Jake the Snake putting over Archer, Lance Archer, I think. Now he's got the Riot family type gimmick people. I forgot their names. Oh my God, I hate when I forget their names. The Righteous family, I think. Yeah. You got Sting pushing Darby Allin. You know, he's been pushing Darby Allin since he's been there. You know, and the list goes on and on and on. You know, I love Tony Khan. You know, Tony Khan is one of my favorites. He's been doing AEW, right? He don't miss with AEW. You could tell he loved wrestling. You know, I wish I watched Ring of Honor more, but I don't. Maybe one day I'll watch Ring of Honor. But we're going to get into the Strickland match. This match was a 5-star match. Strickland, Hangman Adam Page, one of the nastiest, craziest matches you will ever see. You know, watching a grown man get thumbtack or staples in his face, his cheeks, his back, his shoulders, his arms. We had Hangman Adam Page, you know, drink Strickland's blood like a vampire, like it was coming out of a faucet or something. He, like, you know, Strickland was bleeding this whole match. This match, like I said on my last podcast episode, this match wasn't gonna be for kids. Put your kids away. It was gonna be crazy. And this is the match of the night, by far, possibly match of the year. You know, you have to watch this match. This match had, you know, thumbtacks, tables. No, it had glass. It had glass. People went through tables, barbed wires. It had interference. It had everything. You know, it had a lot of blood. You know, we had, like I said, a man drinking another guy's blood. This match looked nasty. Really good match. Like, must see. Good match. Like, this is, like I said, the match of the night. Possibly match of the year contender. Strickland has proved, you know, to be a main eventer and a big player for AEW. And I'm going to stay with that prediction, which I keep saying. Strickland, they're building Strickland up to be the next champion. I believe he's going to be the next champion. I think he's going to be the one to beat MJF. But that's just my opinion. You know, you build him up really strong. It makes sense. This is going to lead me to the main event. Adam Cole versus Jay White. Now, we thought Adam Cole was going to fight, you know, or maybe just finger poke of death or whatever, or something was going to happen. I was in a party with my friends, and I said what's going to happen. I said MJF was going to have a Stone Cold entrance. He was going to come from the Amalams and come fight. And that's what he did. This match was really good. MJF proved why he's one of the best wrestlers in AEW. He proved, you know, he's one of the best actors in AEW. He proved he can wrestle better than most people in AEW. Looked like a champion. He had the crowd behind him. And I ain't going to lie, I thought the match wasn't going to be that good because I thought it was going to just play the injury angle or injury angle. They did scare the fans a little bit where Adam Cole was going to throw in the towel at one point when he was in the figure four. And I was like, I thought that was going to be the way of, you know, giving the belt to Jay White. But they didn't do that. And MJF did some crazy stuff in this match. This match was a close to 5-star match. A good way to end the show. You know, a lot of people thought that they was going to get like a devil reveal, or I think they got more to do with that story. And they've been teasing Adam Cole, you know, maybe turning on him maybe. But I think it's safe to say that he's really injured, you know, maybe. And I don't know where they go from here, you know. MJF did get the win. He ended up getting the diamond ring, you know, diamond dynamite ring, they call. Ended up knocking Jay White out, and he finally got his belt back. So Jay White's not champion. And technically, well, this is his first loss on AEW TV, pay-per-view, or anything. He's never been pinned in AEW. I don't know where they go from there, but I know Samoa Joe is going to be waiting for MJF. And, you know, you still got Wardlow still waiting, you know, and maybe Strickland. Maybe Strickland might start coming after him now. Who knows? I guess so much going with the AEW, you know, World Championship. But that was it for this pay-per-view, you know, and I'm just going to rate it real quick. I give this pay-per-view a 9.5. Really good pay-per-view. It feels like some of the older pay-per-views, AEW pay-per-views. I actually paid for this pay-per-view on Bleacher Report. Not mad about it at all. I was happy. Got my money's worth. Tony Khan made me feel good. You know, I had a long day at work, and I came home and watched a good AEW pay-per-view. And I will be watching other people's reviews tonight and stuff like that. So if you're a podcaster listening to this podcast, you know, let me know what you thought about this episode, and I'll let you know what I thought of your episode. You know, let me know if you watch mine. If I don't know you, let me know who you are and tag me, and I will listen to your podcast too. I love talking to AEW with, you know, a lot of wrestling fans. I'm just a big wrestling fan myself, and it's fun to meet wrestling fans. You know, I've been watching, you know, a lot of podcast shows, Kenny Bomb and a few others. And I just like talking AEW with people. AEW is fun. You know, I do talk WWE with fans and stuff like that, and, you know, podcasters too. AEW is more my thing. You know, I want to start talking more about AEW more. It's just, I love AEW, and AEW is still new. You know, it's been around 4 years. You know, WWE got so many podcasts, and people been around for years and years and years. So, you know, of course, I'm going to be more AEW news and stuff like that with the game and news going on with the shows and stuff like that. So I just want to let people know, you know, I'm going to be talking more AEW on this podcast more than anything. I will be talking about some WWE stuff, but this podcast is going to be a lot of AEW news. And, you know, I want to announce on this episode, I want to announce live or not live. It's not live. It's pre-taped. This is a pre-taped podcast. Everybody know that. But I do want to announce I am going to be doing Talk is BDC Wrestling Awards, where everybody's going to be, well, mainly WWE and AEW wrestlers are going to be included. We'll be going over the matches and best tag team, best breakout star, stuff like that. That's going to be sometime in December. I will announce that date by next week's episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. So yeah, look forward to that. And yeah, I'm not going to hold y'all any longer than what I have, because I could talk about this pay-per-view all day, all night. Like, overall, like I said, this pay-per-view is a 9.5. I loved it. Will Ospreay is All Elite. Toni Storm is AEW Women's Champion. Julie Hart is the AEW TBS Champion. MJF is still the AEW Champion. And the tag team champions are still, I keep forgetting, Ricky Starks and Big Bill. And last but not least, Orange Cassidy is still the international champion. AEW is looking really, really good. Got a lot of good champions and a lot of homegrown champions. But that's it for this episode of Talk is BDC Wrestling. I will see y'all on the next one. Peace.